Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into the world of a spice that really does it all. It's got flavor, color, history. We're talking about turmeric, that, you know, vibrant golden orange root you see pretty much everywhere now.
You really can't miss it, can you? It just glows, promises that warmth.
Absolutely. And for this deep dive, we've been looking at the Flavor Notes newsletter, #9, from Chef's Notebooks. So our mission today is to kind of unpack what this source tells us about turmeric's journey. It's quite incredible, from like ancient traditions right up to modern kitchens, its uses, those potential benefits, and some surprising facts too.
Yeah, the newsletter really frames it well. It's not just a spice. It's like history, culture, even traditional wellness practices, all bundled into this one root.
Okay, let's get into it then. The source kicks off with its ancient origins. Where exactly did turmeric first come from? And like, how far back are we talking?
Well, the newsletter points to the Indian subcontinent and Southeast Asia as its home base. And when we say ancient, we really mean it. The source mentions use going back over 4,000 years.
Wow, 4,000 years. So it clearly wasn't just, you know, waiting around for us to discover it for curries. What was its role back then, according to the source?
That's what's so fascinating. The newsletter explains its significance was, well, much broader than just cooking. It had a really key role in traditional healing systems, like Ayurveda, where it was seen as a purifying agent. And it was also prized as a really potent natural dye. Plus, it was central in various religious ceremonies and rituals.
So from healing and rituals to dyeing clothes and eventually food, it was deeply woven into life.
Exactly. It became fundamental in cuisines like Indian, Sri Lankan, Balinese, not just for flavor, but specifically for that iconic golden color in curries, rice, that kind of thing. And the newsletter notes how global it is now. You see it everywhere, from London cafes making turmeric lattes to, say, Filipino ginatang, which often uses coconut milk.
It really has traveled. Now, speaking of its presence, the source describes its characteristics quite vividly. What did this ancient root actually, you know, taste and look like?
The newsletter uses phrases like earthy and peppery. It talks about a bitter, grounding flavor with a touch of warmth. And visually, unmistakable, brightly colored, it says. That deep golden orange hue that stains and shines.
Oh, yeah. Stains and shines is perfect. Anyone who's grated fresh turmeric knows exactly what that means.
Definitely. And the source makes a great point. It's more than a flavor. It's an experience. It calls turmeric ancient and adaptable, you know, used fresh straight from the root or dried into that familiar powder.
Right. Let's talk kitchen uses, because the Chef's Notebooks newsletter really digs into this. Beyond the obvious curries, where did the source say turmeric, well, shines?
Okay, so curries and spice blends are definitely central. It's essential in Indian masalas and a core part of pastes in Sri Lankan, Thai, Malaysian cooking. But it's incredibly versatile beyond that. The newsletter mentions how it colors rice dishes, pilafs, biryanis, sometimes used instead of saffron, actually, for that golden look because it's, you know, less expensive.
I've definitely done that to brighten up rice. What else does it highlight?
It's great. Roasted with vegetables, things like root veg, cauliflower, also used with pulses like lentils. The source specifically mentions its use in broths and soups, adding depth to lentil soups or healing stews. They give this lovely simple example. An Indian-style lentil soup that's basically just lentils, water, and turmeric, finished with a simple spiced oil, a tadka.
That simplicity really speaks volumes about how fundamental it is, doesn't it? Are there uses beyond savory dishes mentioned?
Oh, absolutely. The source talks about it being infused in golden milk, teas, and turmeric lattes, very popular these days. And even in some traditional sweets like hawa or certain custards, again, often for color, but also that subtle aroma. The chef's spice snapshot in the newsletter sums it up nicely. Form, fresh root, dried powder, flavor, earthy, bitter, slightly warm, and best uses, curries, broths, roasted veg, rice.
And the pairings listed in the newsletter make total sense when you think about it. Ginger, garlic, coconut milk, lentils, cumin, and importantly, black pepper.
Yes, those pairings really work well with its profile. The source also includes a useful fun tip. Add turmeric early when you're sautéing your aromatics, like onions or garlic.
Oh, why is that?
It helps release its oils and that vibrant color right at the start. Just a simple technique to maximize its impact.
Good tip. Now, the newsletter also touches on something a lot of people are curious about. Its potential health properties. Mm-hmm. What does the source say there?
Right. So the source highlights its traditional reputation in three main areas, being anti-inflammatory, offering digestive support, and acting as an immune booster.
Okay, and does the newsletter give any indication of why it might have these effects, traditionally speaking?
It does. It points to the star compound inside turmeric, which is curcumin. The source describes curcumin as a powerful antioxidant. Antioxidants help protect your cells. For digestion, the newsletter mentions it's traditionally used to help stimulate bile production, maybe ease bloating. And for immune support, well, it's often found in tonics and traditional remedies.
That connection between the traditional use and the science bit, the curcumin, is really interesting. What about those other ancient uses? Dye and preservative. How does the source cover those?
Yeah, those uses link back to its properties. That incredible staining power obviously makes it a natural dye for fabrics used for centuries. And the source connects its historical use as a food preservative to its natural antimicrobial properties. It's another case where ancient practice seems to align with, scientific understanding later on.
Okay, now here's something the source really emphasizes, and it seems crucial: making the most of those potential benefits. Something about absorption.
This is super important, and the newsletter makes a big point of it. Curcumin, even though it's potent, isn't actually absorbed very well by our bodies on its own. The source clearly states that turmeric, or rather the curcumin in it, absorbs much, much better when you pair it with black pepper or with healthy fats. They even list it as a fun fact. Curcumin absorption gets a huge boost from piperine, the compound in black pepper. So the advice is always try to pair them when you cook.
Ah, that explains why you always see black pepper in Golden Milk recipes. It's not just for a bit of spice, it's functional. That's a really key takeaway from the source.
Absolutely. It kind of changes how you might use turmeric if you're interested in maximizing those potential benefits.
The newsletter also throws in some other cool little facts, like its family connections.
Right. It's actually part of the ginger family, Zingiberaceae, which makes sense when you look at the fresh root. That knobbly shape is very similar. And as we said, it's the curcumin compound specifically that gives it that amazing golden color.
And we touched on the cultural side. The source notes its use in Indian weddings, religious ceremonies going back centuries.
And its history as a natural dye for fabrics. My chopping board can definitely attest to that.
Tell me about it. Mine too. And circling back to preservation, the source mentions again those natural antimicrobial properties.
There's also a note about the difference between fresh and dried. The newsletter says fresh turmeric has a slightly more floral, maybe brighter aroma compared to the powder.
Interesting. And the source also highlights a specific traditional health tonic from Indonesia called jamu, which heavily features turmeric. Just shows how deeply embedded it is in different wellness traditions.
Yeah, it's a great example of its many roles. And speaking of practical stuff, the chef's tip from the source is a classic for anyone working with fresh turmeric.
Let me guess. Wear gloves.
You got it.
Yeah.
Use gloves to avoid staining your hands bright orange. Or, as the source puts it, you could just embrace the golden badge of honor.
A badge I've definitely earned a few times. The newsletter even features a specific recipe: turmeric roasted cauliflower steaks with herb coconut cream. The source presents it as a really good example of how to showcase turmeric's color and warmth in a, modern plant-based way.
That sounds like a perfect way to appreciate everything the newsletter covers, that earthy warmth, the color.
So wrapping this up, looking back at everything we've pulled from this Chef's Notebooks newsletter, it's so clear that turmeric is, well, way more than just a spice. It's ancient, it's incredibly versatile in the kitchen, it has this unique flavor and undeniable color, and some really interesting potential benefits, especially if you use it smartly, like remembering that black pepper trick for absorption.
Yeah, this deep dive really shows how one single root connects like millennia of history, different cultures through food and tradition, and it's still being explored today for its properties. The source does a good job of taking us through its different forms and uses.
What really stands out to you from digging into this source material? Does it change how you think about or maybe use turmeric?
The source ends with this line that I think sums it up perfectly. It says, "Turmeric doesn't whisper, it colors, it heals, it commands the plate." It makes you think, doesn't it, about the quiet power these ancient ingredients hold and how that authority, that presence, is still so strong on our tables today.
Commands the plate. I like that. A commanding presence indeed. Thanks everyone for joining us on this deep dive.